Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you...
And ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis officially announcing his plans to run for president in a glitchy Twitter chat with Elon Musk, and his campaign kickoff won't be in Florida.
DeSantis doesn't have a traditional campaign event scheduled until Tuesday of next week. That's when he heads out on the road, a four-day campaign swing to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The federal government goes into default on June 1st and still no deal to raise the debt limit so the government can pay its bills. Fitch Credit Ratings putting the government on a negative credit rating watch. But lawmakers are going on holiday break, told to return to Washington in 24 hours if an agreement is reached. President Biden nominates a new Joint Chiefs of Staff today. It'll be General C.Q. Brown, the current Air Force Chief of Staff, succeeding retired General Mark Milley. Brown is black and would be only the second black Joint Chiefs chairman since the late Colin Powell. This is ABC News. The governor of Guam giving the all clear after the island was slammed by a typhoon packing 140 mile per hour winds. No power across most of Guam, but no reports of fatalities. Immigration, a hot topic across America and across the pond.
The number of people moving to Britain reached a record high last year. Government figures show more than 600,000 are here now. That number, the difference between those arriving and those leaving, a jump of over 100,000 compared to 2021. The figure includes tens of thousands of international students and almost 200,000 people who've arrived under special programs for those fleeing the war in Ukraine and China's clampdown in Hong Kong. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
When the Olympics arrive in Paris next year, the opening ceremonies will be held on a river. The teams will float down the Seine, starting with the Greek delegation and ending with the French team arriving at the Eiffel Tower. Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. Two Republican lawmakers from Green Bay want the next state budget to include $2 million to help pay for the cost of the Packers hosting the NFL draft in 2025. Representative David Steffen and Senator Robert Cowell say the event comes with a total price tag of $7.5 million. Packers estimate nearly 250,000 people will attend the draft in Green Bay, generating $94 million across the state and $20 million locally. 3 days after a massive fire broke out at Oak Creek Wood Products in the town of Polk, the fire is still smoldering. A statement from the company out on Wednesday said the fire started in a large mulch pile, spread to stacks of wood pallets, and then to two buildings. Over 45 departments responded to help fight the fire when it broke out Sunday evening. The cause isn't yet known. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What state are you jealous of? 844-967-2789. And I mean that genuinely. If you live in Wisconsin right now, or I guess this could be if you live in any state, but sure. as far as the grass is greener, and you look over at a neighboring state or maybe a state further away and you're like, oh, they seem to be doing it right.
Why can't we be more like that?
Why can't we be more like that? And, you know, Wisconsin's a proud place. Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. We're very proud to live here. I think we're very quick to defend how great it is. We're very quick to be very proud when we get, and you know, one of our cities is on the top cities to live or whatever. We tap any kind of list. We probably kind of feel like an underdog sometimes, but Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. That is the number one thing I have recognized and probably exploited in some ways in my own career since moving back. But, you know, we also get very frustrated. And so, you know, we have these fun rivalries with our neighbors. We have names for the people who live below us in Illinois. We love to point out that the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. I don't feel we fight with Michigan over who's really the mitten state. Clearly us. We actually look like a hand.
Obviously,
they do not.
They should just give it back.
And you know, whatever's going on over in Iowa. But it's hard to deny when you are someone who champions policies that will help a lot of people and address some structural issues that are very popular, to look to your neighbor to the west and want to still poke fun at them, but also be like, well, you're doing something right. God dang it.
Wish it could be us. I wish we were more like you.
Of course, I am talking about Minnesota. And I will admit right now, as of yesterday, watching the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, sign their $72 billion two-year budget that arguably could make a generational impact on the changes that they've decided to make and the things that they're investing in. And then I look at the chaos that is happening in our budget process and not go, The other side of the Mississippi doesn't look so bad right now.
I know.
And I hate admitting that, but you know, you got to give credit where credit is due, that in a singular legislative session, from my point of view, there's plenty of people who would disagree with me. What they have managed to get done in Minnesota is basically like the upside down world of what they've done in Florida this year.
Absolutely.
And the number one thing there's a lot. Because I think arguably, because they just legalized marijuana.
Yes.
And that is huge. It is huge. But there is a ton of stuff that they've done. So basically, the wide-reaching measures of their budget include free school meals for kids, for K through 12 kids.
Those lazy
free
kids.
Tuition. Yeah.
Just lazy.
Just handouts.
Six-year-olds just hanging around.
Free tuition at public colleges for students whose families earn less than $80,000 a year. A paid family and medical leave program, which we talked about last week. Health insurance, regardless of immigration status, gun violence prevention, abortion protections, voting rights expansions, and as we said, legalizing marijuana. It is, I don't even know if that's everything, but that is a lot just by itself.
No kidding. And I am not certain about this, and maybe you know, do the Democrats hold a huge majority in Minnesota?
No. No,
it's
one seat in the Senate. So the Democrats took back control of state government, so the House, the Senate, and the governor's office for the first time in a decade after November's elections. And with one seat majority in the Senate, this is what they've been able to do. And now, as you might imagine, Minnesota is certainly less razor thin than Wisconsin. But there is certainly a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives. It is still maybe a darker purple, like a blue or purple, but it's still purple. I mean, obviously they haven't had all three chambers of the House in a decade. And so, you know, similar, I think, to how much Michigan's gotten done, because Michigan is in the same situation where they fixed their gerrymandering problem. They got fair maps in this last
cycle,
this last redistricting cycle. And all three of their chambers are also Democrats now, and they've gotten a lot of their wish list done. And conservatives, both Minnesota and Michigan, obviously not happy, obviously warning about what this will mean for tax burdens and, you know, if these programs will actually work. But I guess the only silver lining for how chaotic Wisconsin is right now is as more and more of our neighbors to the right of us, to the left of us, below us, Canada's a whole different story, so we won't talk about them, but to see how these programs work and how they're implementing these things and how what it brings to the state, what it brings to economic viability, what it brings to population and people moving there. And at least it gives us something to be able to point to, because I always come back to talking about Wisconsin and comparing it to Texas and Florida is apples and oranges. Talking about how we're comparing to our other regional states that have similar industries, that have similar climates, that have similar, boomerang type migration as far as people being from here and moving back, like that's just a lot easier to compare that than just saying, well, we should have no income tax because look at what it's doing for Florida.
Yeah.
And so my question to you, are you jealous of Minnesota right now? And if not, is there any state that you kind of eye that if you didn't love Wisconsin, but also if you didn't have family here and your job wasn't here, but, you know, you kind of look at it, you're like, well, I could see myself living there just based on whatever. Could be the weather, could be how they run their state. Is there a state that you are eyeing and or jealous of? 844-944-9673. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because certainly for me today, I have to admit, I'm a little jealous of Minnesota.
That's okay, Kristen. You can admit it, so that's always an important step.
That is an important step. What about you? Is there a state that you look at sometimes and you're like,
yes,
where?
I've been feeling this the last couple. It's Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. I have a friend whose parents have a cottage on the other side of the lake.
So they get the sunsets.
So they get the sunsets. And the weather travels across the lake. So either last year or the year before when I was there, I watched this storm come across Lake Michigan for 3.5 hours. It was like sitting in surround sound. It was the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing. And Ann Arbor is a beautiful town. There's some lovely communities in Michigan. So I have Michigan envy.
Okay.
I admit it.
Okay.
I own it.
You admit it. I'm trying to think. I feel like I've had Colorado envy in the past, as far as it being a place where, you know, they kind of have everything. Although now Denver's getting to a point where it's like, it's so expensive, but Colorado seems to have a lot of good things going on. Massachusetts, it's actually on a lot of different scales is like the best state to live in as a woman when it comes to like paid leave and health outcomes and pay parity and all of these different economic outcomes for women. I remember reading about this once as far as like Massachusetts, good place for the ladies. And so certainly there's other places that I am jealous of just because, you know, there's parts of me that sometimes missed is New York, but when it comes to policy and how they treat their people and the things that they're prioritizing, and also that if the way that you vote as a electorate reflects the values of a place, like so many of these policies come back to the objections to them is, I don't want to pay for something that doesn't benefit me. And there's just so much individualism that for me, I just don't recognize as far as why wouldn't we do what we can to take care of each other?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is there a state of which you are jealous? Scott from Chicago. Hey, Scott, joining us. What do you think, Scott?
Good morning. I feel like
Good morning.
Part of it comes from where you're moving or where you currently live, because I'm actually looking at moving to Milwaukee this summer from Chicago, because even though like my politics agree more with Illinois, it's just too expensive to live here anymore.
Yeah, totally.
So it's like,
well, we would welcome you, Scott.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I think there are definitely things that need to be changed with Wisconsin. It's like where I'm coming from. It's like I think the long term politics, given how much has been shifting recently, I don't think it's going to be this way long term. And it's not really feasible to be bouncing around like. Because since I'm looking at moving, it's like I'm not going to be bouncing around whenever the state's politics change.
Yep. Scott, we're coming up against a break, but we're excited to have you. And I totally understand as far as the cost of living is a serious consideration. So, all right, we got to take a break. But this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll keep it rolling after the break. 844-967-2789.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast. There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 63 this afternoon under sunny skies. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 39 tonight. Clear skies and quiet. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. High of 72. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 63 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are talking about what state we are currently jealous of or think about moving to for whatever reason. But I have to swallow some humble pie today as far as looking at the budget that Governor Tim Walz over in Minnesota signed and the legislature was able to get done for them, and all of the different pieces of that. That, and I do take issue with the fact that I think it was PBS and the article they wrote about it. The headline was Minnesota governor signs one Minnesota budget in celebratory moment for Democrats. Democrats, capital D. But it's also, it's kind of frustrating because I look at the different aspects of that budget and I'm like, this is a good thing for the people,
right? Everyone in this state.
Like, so many of these things are going to benefit people. Like, when it comes to paid leave, paid family and sick leave, like, it's not just Democrats who get sick or whose parents get sick or who have babies. You know, it's like there's so many of these things that you just don't know you don't know how it's going to affect you, and it doesn't pick who it affects by party.
But don't you think that that's the perception? Only Democrats take advantage of these programs.
Oh, totally. Because I made my cardinal sin mistake this morning. I don't have hard and fast rules, but I try to stick to certain rules when I'm engaging on social media. And so last night I made a video to similar topic, talking specifically about paid leave, because, you know, while they're passing it in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, we're cutting off people's microphones in the state legislature for even bringing it up as potentially as a subject to study, not to pass, but just to study. But we'll get to that in a minute. So I made a video about that last night. I tweeted it out, and then some anonymous account with a fake picture and not a real name retweeted it and said, expecting someone else to pay for your choices is wrong. And then I had a back and forth with them, even though my rule is don't engage with people
don't feed the trolls,
who are anonymous.
Right.
Even if they have followers, like, it's just like, just there's, it's a losing battle because they're just, they're there and they can say whatever they want with no ramifications because they are an anonymous account. And I just don't understand that mindset of and also to not understand to see the bigger picture of how this all works together. And whether we're talking about childcare, whether we're talking about paid leave, whether we're like all of these different things as far as when it comes to the workforce and actually having a support system. And, you know, I looked back on the things that he, because this is his mantra or her mantra. I don't know. Again, anonymous. They posted something that said, "We are not all equal. I worked very hard my entire life to get what I have. Most of people I know have too. I deserve where I am in life. I will not give up what I have earned so that someone who is not, who has not can feel equal, nor will I assume their debt. I've had to pay my debt. I insist everyone else be held to the same standard." So this is like, obviously this, they have this image saved on their phone to be able to share and tweet at will. And it's like, that is the assumption, right? The assumption is anyone who needs these programs clearly hasn't worked as hard as I have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I just so often want to ask people, do you not know poor people? Or do you just not talk about it? Because that's still that old mantra as far as you don't talk about sex, religion, politics, and money. So you don't actually understand people when they're like what people go through when they're struggling.
But it's their fault if they're poor.
Anyways, so meanwhile, while Michigan seems to be getting their act together and Minnesota is getting their act together in Wisconsin.
Here we are.
Here we are. This week, the Joint Finance Committee, the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee blocked the discussion of even trying to study the outcomes of paid leave, not even included in the budget, but to study it. And they pulled a Tennessee legislature, basically. So Representative Evan Goyke, who we're going to try to get on the show next week, I think, because this is a chef's kiss, righteous anger moment that he had and well-deserved. So he's talking about it. And these MFers cut his mic. So let's roll it.
Record to show that the Republican nominee for governor this past fall supported publicly paid family leave.
Representative McGuire.
It's not an encouragement to not work. You don't get it if you don't work. You don't get paid time off if you're unemployed. Time off from what?
Representative.
I'm responding to my colleague. And Mr. Chair, you have cut me up. You can turn off my microphone all you want. You can silence the debate and have procedural motions. You guys have buried your head in the sand on this issue. You lost in November. You got trounced in April. The more you silence us, the more you turn off my microphone, the more elections you're going to lose.
Baby.
Mic drop.
Bazinga.
I do love. It was great. He was so angry, truly. And he's right. And you couldn't really tell because you can't. In the video, you can tell that where they cut his mic. And they cut his mic when he brought up the fact that Tim Michaels supports paid leave. All of the anti-abortion groups support paid leave. And so this is not just a partisan position.
But they don't want to hear those things, Kristen. It goes against their narrative.
Well, and that's just the thing that it's like, if you can't have a superior argument, just make sure they can't hear the other guy, and then you'll win. And then you win the debate. That's clearly how this works.
We just need photos, a new photo of the GOP caucus in Wisconsin with their fingers in their ears going la, la, la.
All right. Well, when we come back from the break, the good, the bad, and the righteous of Wisconsin headlines this week. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
And talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis officially announcing his plans to run for president in a glitchy Twitter chat with Elon Musk, and his campaign kickoff won't be in Florida.
DeSantis doesn't have a traditional campaign event scheduled until Tuesday of next week. That's when he heads out on the road, a four-day campaign swing to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The federal government goes into default on June 1st, and still no deal to raise the debt limit so the government can pay its bills. Fitch Credit Ratings putting the government on a negative credit rating watch. But lawmakers are going on holiday break, told to return to Washington in 24 hours if an agreement is reached. President Biden nominates a new Joint Chiefs of Staff today. It'll be General C.Q. Brown, the current Air Force Chief of Staff, succeeding retired General Mark Milley. Brown is black and would be only the second black Joint Chiefs chairman since the late Colin Powell. This is ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Krebscast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's not a crime in Wisconsin for school employees or volunteers to sexually harass students. A bipartisan bill in the state legislature would close that loophole. The bill's author is Representative Todd Onstad of Kenosha.
It's time Wisconsin establishes strong legal protections against sexual misconduct in Wisconsin schools for all students. If there ever was a bipartisan issue, this is it.
The bill also revokes offenders' teaching licenses for life and expands protections to kids in private schools which aren't subject to some federal laws. A committee of the Wisconsin Senate meets today to consider new rules for professional licenses. Workers are complaining about long waits to get or renew their licenses from the Department of Safety and Professional Services. In sports, the Brewers host San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The PCs, laptops.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And I feel like we did this last summer and we never caught on, but I think we're going to bring back the good, the bad, and the blank of Wisconsin headlines to run through important stories and just categorize them as far as what rating we give some of these stories. So thus the Clint Eastwood theme music. But Let's start with the good. All right. Far as things I saw in the last couple days that, you know, seem like good things. The first good thing is a jury trial in Wisconsin for the fake electors case is scheduled. It's happening.
Wow.
And it's scheduled to happen shortly before the 2024 presidential election.
Wow.
Yep. So a jury trial in the lawsuit against Wisconsin Republicans who posed as electors in 2020 could take place shortly before the 2024 presidential election. And so, you know, for a while, it felt like there was nothing was going to happen with this.
For a long
time.
And
now it's looking like it kind of got resurrected. And now it seems like there may be a chance to have some accountability for this. And it's an interesting timing. Interesting timing to have that happen. As of right now, it would be September 3rd, 2024.
Great.
So after the RNC. Moving on. So I think that is a good thing. This next thing is wild to me that it's not already law, but I guess when it comes to I kind of forget that, like, with private schools that don't get federal funding, they are not protected by or beholden to some of the laws that schools that receive federal funding require or provide. So there is a bipartisan bill, yay bipartisanship, in Wisconsin that would extend sexual harassment protections to private school students. Because as of right now, in Wisconsin, the only, like, Title IX protects, extends into K through 12. Like, so every public school that gets federal funding, Title IX covers them. That does not exist for private schools.
That's mind-blowing.
Isn't that mind-blowing? Especially if we talk about, I mean, and literally as of this week, and this doesn't even make, like, headlines anymore as far as the unbelievable, like, Illinois Catholic Church, another 1,900 minors that were abused over the last five decades in the Catholic Church. And, like, it was a blip. That's bad news. But just using that as, like, when all of this started breaking 20 years ago.
Yes.
How was there not a little bit more action as far as, like, how are our private school kids doing? And so there was a bill introduced this week that would basically extend protections to private school kids when it comes to sexual assault and harassment. So that's a good thing.
I would think that that would be something that parents would support.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think so. I think everyone should support that. This is something that feels like a no-brainer. And is wild that it's taken this long.
Right? Well, good.
Well, good.
That's good.
See, this is what we're saying.
This is good.
This is a good thing. how good are you at screening your calls on your cell phone?
Oh,
that says, like, scam likely. Do you pick up phone numbers you don't recognize?
Never.
I don't really either anymore.
No.
I also have a trick for this because I still have a 310 number. Which 310 is the, like, west side of LA. So it still pops up as I, like, Santa Monica, Beverly Hills. So in most of those robo dials and, like, robo calls and stuff, the technology will auto dial. And so it will show up like it's calling from the area code your phone number is.
Sure. Because
at some point there was proof that, like, if it's in your area code, you're more likely to pick up or whatever. And it's probably being debunked now. So whenever I see a 310 number, I don't understand. I don't know. I know it's going to be a scam call. But as of this week, Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against telecom provider over scam robocalls.
Excellent. Gosh, so, we're doing things. Man.
So yeah, it alleges that Avid transmitted over 7.8 billion calls to people that were on the do not call registry, including about 157 million calls to Wisconsin numbers.
And you know what's really, what really distresses me about this is that obviously these scams are still working. If they weren't still, if they weren't still managing to get money out of people, they wouldn't be doing this. And it's not like there haven't been warnings about this for a really, 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 really long time.
Well, I mean, you haven't extended your car warranty yet?
No, I haven't.
No, me either. I actually did almost fall for that one, though. Because I had gotten, it's when I had first moved back to Wisconsin. I had the car that I still lease, I had started my lease in California. So I was concerned, like I got some message about my extended warranty and my lease and stuff. And I have often, most of my adult life when I was living in San Francisco, New York, did not have a car.
Sure.
Because those are places where you didn't need one. And so like, I was very susceptible to falling for like car scams. I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to have. Like, what is an extended warranty? Like,
right.
And so then I think Mike pretty quickly was like, don't call them back, please.
Don't answer
those calls anymore. Some very good news for Wauwatosa. Wauwatosa approves a 12% pay hike for teachers. So hats off to the Wauwatosa School Board.
Yes.
For getting that done. And obviously this is the reason behind this is trying to keep staff from leaving and be competitive as far as when it comes to paying teachers. And so Wauwatosa teachers will see a 12% salary hike next school year under a plan approved by the Wauwatosa School Board on Monday. And to add a little bit on top of that, if you are in the Southeast Wisconsin area and would like to stop in at the Third Street Market Hall, the owner or one of the owners of the Third Street Market Hall decided to launch a little bit of a program.
That's
Omar Sheikh, he said, showing our gratitude for teachers will be starting June 4th. Every Sunday and Monday, any teacher with a credential will get a Third Street Market Hall $10 gift card and a complimentary drink of their choice. Offer is available to the first 100 teachers who show, retweet to spread the word. So if you are in Southeastern Wisconsin and are a teacher, stop in on a Sunday and
take advantage
and get a little treat at the Third Street Market
Very
Hall.
Nice.
But congratulations to Wauwatosa. Hopefully this sets a trend and a precedent. All right, moving on to the bad. This is bad. This is just terrible. Master Lock is closing.
Yeah. In Milwaukee.
So 330 jobs to be outsourced at Master Lock as they are closing their Milwaukee plant. And, you know, the statement from the UAW Region 4, which represents the unions in Wisconsin, including the local union at Master Lock, posted on their Facebook page last night and said, we are disgusted yet again as another profitable corporation has decided to close the doors of a manufacturing icon in corporate America's never-ending quest for profit without any regard for the people amassing their wealth. The company informed workers today that their jobs would be outsourced beginning this fall, 102 years after the company was founded in Milwaukee. The latest example is brought to you by Master Lock and parent company Fortune Brands, whose outdoors and securities business segment alone had over $2 billion in sales last year.
So obviously they're struggling.
Struggle bus.
I know.
CEO Nicholas Fink enjoys an annual compensation of $10 million, though his greed won't tolerate a $20 per hour UAW members in Milwaukee.
He's been waiting for that yacht for a really long time, Kristen.
I know. I mean, he's trying to upgrade to the super yacht.
Exactly.
What was it called? What was Bezos? Kuro?
Ego.
Yeah, whatever. The one with the Lauren Sanchez mermaid on the front.
Yeah.
The average Master Lock employee would have to work 240 years to match Fink's earnings. Master Lock's facility on 32nd and Center in the industrial heart of Milwaukee is one of the last manufacturing facilities in this storied blue-collar city. Please keep an eye on this place to see what you can do to support our siblings at UAW Local 469 and show wealthy corporations were sick and tired of this absurd economy killing greedy BS.
That's such a shame. It really is a shame. Yes.
And, you know, as we're still trying to even just get more jobs to Milwaukee, to lose 330 is really disappointing. That's actually kind of, shockingly all I have for bad right now. Is there anything bad that you feel like I'm missing? I have some other words for one more story that's unhinged, so I'm saving that one. But is there another bad Wisconsin headline that we should categorize?
Not that pops into my head instantaneously.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to move on. So instead of the ugly, I got two other categories for news to round up. One is the justified.
All right.
And the other is the unhinged. So we'll start with the justified. I'm just going to say it. This broke yesterday. There's two Green Bay area lawmakers who are pushing for $2 million in the state budget to help pay for the cost of the Packers hosting the NFL draft in 2025. And I'm just going to say, if we can spend $2 million on the stupid Michael Gableman case that we got absolutely nothing out of, we can pay $2 million to help host something that could bring $94 million to the state. I don't care if it's Republicans that are asking for this. I think this is well worth the investment, considering the other stupid crap that we had to pay for with Gableman. End of rant.
Okay, well, using your justification, I can agree with that.
Right?
Yes.
Like, if we're just gonna be like, well, we got nothing out of that except embarrassed when it came to the Michael Gableman $2 million investigation. So $2 million to host the draft? Because I have to imagine for the RNC, there's going to be the amount of the cost and everything. Like, that doesn't seem crazy.
Like a crazy, insane amount of money. The overall thing, I think, is going to be like $7.5 to $8 million. But they're asking the state to cover two.
Yes, which I think is justified. It's going to help the whole state because there's no way that Green Bay
is going to host all those.
That host 240 to 320,000 people.
Right.
So like everything across from catering to restaurants to like the entire economy is going to see a boon that weekend. So I say justified. And finally, the unhinged.
Oh, I'm waiting for this.
So Representative Michael Schrock, who I have to say I had not known a lot about prior to his tantrum this week. So he is an Oshkosh area state legislator, and he took to Twitter to lash out against the critics of the current GOP shared revenue plan. And here's some of the things he said on Twitter. Do I have enough time?
We got a minute.
We got 1 minute. These are actual tweets. Just realize that you are another blowhard lib who probably is still living in mommy's basement. And it's about quality, not quantity, sir. My guess is that you are too unqualified to even run for local dog catcher. That's number one. Then he said, rich, coming from a clown who is probably triple vaxxed and quadruple boosted, not to mention most likely still wearing a face diaper. Three. Come on up from your mom's dark, dank basement, bud, before your histrionic personality disorder becomes too unmanageable. By your responses, my guess is you probably have a combination of all top 10 personality disorders with zero knowledge of the legislative process. That is unhinged. When we come back, three headlines and a lie.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest is
isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 63 this afternoon under sunny skies. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 39 tonight. Clear skies and quiet. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. High of 72. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 63 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Matinere. And now we're going to play Three Headlines and a Lie, where we go through some of the weirder headlines from the last week. And three of them are real. One is a lie. And we see if Jane can pick out which one
it's tough.
Is not true.
Yeah, sometimes it's tough.
It is tough. All right. Number one, sea urchins could be the key to curing lactose intolerance.
Sea urchin.
So the little orange, well, at least I know what they look like. I kind of know what they look like when they're in still alive. I definitely know what they look like when they are in sushi.
All right. You have a different relationship with sea urchins than I do, but I also recognize, yes. Could recognize a sea urchin. Okay. That's the first one.
So they could be the key to curing lactose intolerance.
All right.
Number two, millionaire's elaborate jail escape plan foiled, Florida sheriff says. Millionaire's elaborate jail escape plan foiled, Florida sheriff says.
Okay.
Number three, American Idol winner Just Sam returns to singing on New York City subway for donations.
Oh, I could see that happening.
Yeah. And finally, Kentucky man accused of shooting roommate for eating last Hot Pocket.
I know that's true. Oh. I saw it yesterday. Yeah. He shot his roommate in the butt because he ate the last Hot Pocket.
With a BB gun or with an actual gun?
No, it was a gun.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we will get back to that one. So we know that one's real. I'm going to read all four again,
all right.
And you tell me which one you think is
a lie.
Not real.
Okay.
Number one, sea urchins could be the key to curing lactose intolerance. Number two, millionaire's elaborate jail escape plan foiled, Florida sheriff says. Number three, American Idol winner Just Sam returns to singing on New York City subway for donations. And number four, Kentucky man accused of shooting roommate for eating last Hot Pocket.
All right. I think the lie is related to the sea urchins curing lactose intolerance.
You are correct.
Oh,
ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
You got it right.
All
so
right.
Yeah, that one is fake. Very random. I'm very random, but separately, millionaire's elaborate jail escape foiled, Florida sheriff says. So authorities say they've foiled, I like that word, an elderly businessman's plan to escape a Florida jail and return to France, where he had previously fled in an attempt to avoid child pornography charges.
Oh, naughty.
A tip from outside the jail sparked a 2-month investigation of John Manchek, 78, and people he had enlisted to his escape plan. Indian River River County Sheriff Eric Flowers said Monday during a news conference.
Yeah, and isn't that something, if you got enough money, what you can set up from behind bars because you can buy people off?
Yeah. Then this one actually sounds like it's going to be kind of sad. Just Sam, a singer who won American Idol in 2020, has apparently returned to busking for money in the New York City subway. The 24-year-old from Harlem, whose full name is Samantha Diaz, has shared multiple videos on Instagram of herself singing on a subway train and platforms with a donations box. During her time on American Idol, the singer opened up about growing up in the projects and busking on trains. And I don't know. I don't know if it says that she is doing this kind of just because she can, or and she likes still singing on the subway, or if she's actually having financial trouble. But
well, when you win American Idol, I mean, don't they set you up with a handler of some, you know? I mean, you can't just send these kids out.
Well, I think you get a record deal.
Well, you get a deal, and you must have a manager. And certainly people have been ripped off by their managers. That wouldn't be the first time that's ever happened. But that's really sad.
Well, and this is kind of the whole story. It's USA Today, and it says that she's singing, but then it talks about her winning.
And doesn't say why.
Doesn't say, it just talks about, I think it's just basically, you know, an SEO thing where they're like, oh, like she's posting on social media that she's singing again, so we'll write a story about it. But there's like no further, like, is there money issues?
Well, and she wouldn't be the first American Idol that didn't cut through after they won.
Yeah,
there have been maybe, what, sure, five of them that have really, really, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Clay Aiken to some extent. Anybody else that jumps out to mind that really, really took off? Jennifer.
And Lambert. Adam Lambert. He's still doing stuff.
That's true.
But you think about all the different, America's Got Talent, The Voice, American Idol, all the different talent shows that you can win or like be very high up and you get a lot of exposure. And for how many seasons all those shows have had, I would say off the top of my head, there's very few I can name. Jennifer Hudson's still doing pretty well. I just saw her. She's in some like credit card commercial these days, probably getting paid.
She's incredible. But what, that's like five.
I know.
You know, over two decades, at least.
Yeah. I'm sure if we thought harder, that we could think of more than five, but like.
Well, let us know if we're missing any. You can text us at 844-967-2789. Which American Idols actually went on to do big things?
And then finally, Kentucky man accused of shooting roommate for eating last Hot Pocket. Clifton Williams, 64. Was charged with assault and pleaded not guilty in the Louisville case. His roommate did survive, but he shot him for the last Hot Pocket. You know, this is why you write your name on your food when you live with someone.
Well, he probably did.
And that's why he knew. That's why he deserved what he got.
Well, he told him.
God.
And he warned him, you touch my Hot Pocket, there's going to be hell to pay.
I will shoot you. Yeah. And he tested the waters.
Good things we
and
have.
And he found out.
Good thing we have guns to solve those kinds of issues.
All right. Well, when we come back from the top of the hour news, it's another edition of Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. But it's a special edition because the first half hour, we're going to do women's health, ask questions about breast milk in mice and that research. We're going to there's no cocaine in them this time. Poisonous sunscreen, boric acid. But then also at 12:30, she's going to stick around because there was an article. There are rumblings.
Yes.
There are rumors.
Yes.
There is potential that Dr. Kristen Lyerly may be challenging Mike Gallagher in 2024. And she has told us that she was willing and ready to have an authentic conversation about those rumors. So that'll be at 12:30. But if you have any questions about women's health prior to that, We will get to them after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.